When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. Before we get into this, I want to be very clear that I have not run into this problem. I haven't heard a whisper of this where I am. It hasn't even crossed people's minds. However, it has been brought to my attention that in large metropolitan areas, some of the hospitals there are refusing to allow their staff to bring in the equipment they need to protect themselves. Stuff that was donated, stuff they were able to scrounge up. They're providing three reasons for this decision. We're going to go through those three reasons right now, and then we're going to get to the real reasons. The reasons they're providing is that, one, well, not everybody would get it if it was brought in small amounts like that. You're right. But see, you are in charge of a hospital. This isn't a classroom in a grade school. Not everybody's going to get a piece of bubble gum. I understand that many administrators at these large hospitals in major areas, they've never seen a patient. But there's a concept called triage. Maybe you've heard about it. Maybe it was in a memo or something. The most immediate need would get it first. So those actually dealing with the high-risk patients, that's who should get it. And I assure you that if you left it up to your staff, that's who would get it. The second is that it's counterfeit. It could be counterfeit. Yeah, that's a real risk. Having been out here gathering up supplies, I can tell you, yeah, that's a thing. It's a real risk. However, I would point out, even going by the CDC guidelines that you're using and citing, cotton is more effective than nothing. So even if it is counterfeit, it's better than what you're giving them. And I would assume that your nurses and your docs could tell the difference. In most cases, I would imagine they would be able to spot it. They're not actually good counterfeits. The third is that it's unauthorized equipment. Yeah, that doesn't even make sense, because the institution is who authorizes it. It's unauthorized only because you refuse to authorize it. You refuse to allow your staff to protect themselves. These large hospitals with these massive streams of revenue understand you failed. Everybody knew this was a possibility. This isn't a surprise. We all knew this could happen. You failed to lay on the supplies necessary. Now, smaller hospitals that don't have that kind of budget, yeah, they didn't have a choice. But I've noticed that the hospitals that are refusing to allow their staff to protect themselves, well, those are the big hospitals that have the budgets, because that's what they're concerned about, the bottom line. That's why you don't have the equipment. That's why you didn't lay it on. That's why you didn't have your own stockpile. And right now, you're more concerned about PR. That's the reason, because you don't want your nurses to look mismatched. You don't want your docs and nurses to be doing a GoFundMe to get the equipment you have an obligation to provide and failed to. You can look at the state, you can look at the feds all you want, but you had money too. And you chose to spend that money on bonuses for the administrative staff, on corporate retreats, on stuff like that, rather than getting the supplies that would save your staff's life in this situation. Now, those of us who are out here trying to scrounge up supplies to protect your staff, because apparently you don't care, right now we're busy. But I can assure you, when this is over, hospitals that denied their staff the opportunity to protect themselves, we will be contacting every single one of your private donors and making sure they understand how little you care about your staff. We will be going out of our way to choke off funding until those people responsible for this decision are no longer employed. They're saving lives. If they can get the equipment, and I don't care how they get it, if they can get it, let them use it. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.